In today's gospel, you just heard that Nathanael has some pretty strong opinions. He makes quite an assumption about Nazareth. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Assumptions. Have you ever made any assumptions? Of course you have. People of faith, people like Nathanael, people like you and me, we make all sorts of assumptions every day. Sometimes our assumptions are about other people, how they will behave, what they will say, what we can expect, what they think or believe. Other times we look at particular situations, our marriage, the terrible state of the Middle East, the church, or even our teenager who we declare will never grow up. We are sure nothing can come out of these kind of situations, so we make assumptions. Then there are those times we look at ourselves or at a part of our life. It may be a secret that we've carried for years, or the illness we face each day, or maybe it's the addiction we hide, or the hurts we have caused others, or the loneliness of grief. And we say, it can never get any better. How can anything good come out of this? We make assumptions. We may or may not speak of our assumptions out loud, but they rattle around in our brain. They influence what we do. You know the old saying about what happens when we assume, right? It has some truth to it. But there's something more. When we think we know more than we really do, we can destroy relationships and destroy love and life. Ultimately, assumptions diminish our faith and proclaim there is no room for God in our lives. Now, Nathanael does not doubt that God will fulfill the promises of the Old Testament. And he isn't surprised, and he doesn't even question that Philip could have found the one about whom Moses spoke. His shock and disbelief are that it could come out of Nazareth. Nathanael has as much faith as the next guy. But Nazareth? No way, not there. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? You know, we all have our Nazareths. We seem to think they are about other people or circumstances. Mostly, though, our assumptions are about us, about our fears, our prejudices, our guilt, our losses, our wounds. We take our past experiences, real or imagined, and we project them onto another person or situation. And it is understandable. It's so hard to see life in the midst of death. It is so hard to hope in the place of despair. It's so hard to see the good and beautiful in what looks bad and ugly. It's just easier to assume. But it just seems so ungodlike to show up in Nazareth. Nazareth is too common and ordinary, even mundane. You see, the Nathanael in us has a particular set of conditions or prerequisites that must be met before God will appear and act. But that says more about us than it says about God. For every Nazareth, there's an invitation to come and see. Over and over, Jesus shows up from the Nazareth's in our life. And he calls us out from under that fig tree. Whenever we leave that fig tree, we open ourselves to see God present and at work in the midst of the most unexpected places and people. As these assumptions fall, a new life and a new world will arise. The fulfillment of God's promises, they happened in Nazareth. Come and see. Our salvation and healing happen where we thought nothing good could happen. Come and see. In Nazareth, the seemingly hopeless situations of life begin to bear fruit. Words of forgiveness and compassion are spoken by people we were sure could never say such things. You see, God puts lives back together in Nazareth. There is more happening in Nazareth than we ever thought possible. Come and see.